Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the podcast where business and industry connect. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
This is Mark Peters with BIC Alliance, and this is our April 2020 BIC Magazine issue preview. With me to discuss this issue is Dylan Krieger, Managing Editor of BIC. We are both sheltering in place, so we would like to apologize for any irrelevant noise, like my dogs barking or so forth. Well, Dylan, last month we started off with, it seems like one of the biggest concerns right now is the extent that the coronavirus will have on China's economy, which was pushing energy prices down a bit. But otherwise, the petrochemical expansion is continuing. We totally missed the Saudi Arabia and Russia oil price war that broke out early in March, which really pushed down oil prices, and also the severity of the coronavirus effect on the total world economy and not just China's economy. In spite of these issues, though, Dylan and your team managing to work in place at managed to get out a great April issue. Could you start off by telling us a bit about the front cover articles and who was there?
Sure. Thanks for having me on again, and also say that we will have more reflecting the current situation and the coronavirus outbreak in the May issue. But for now, the cover of April is Apache. Apache has been a marketing partner of ours for a long time now, and they're really all about company culture. They call it the most powerful profitability driver this time around in this article, and I think that's good for us to remember in these times of downsizing and everything like that. So they really foster a culture where safety is really people take personal ownership of their safety performance. And that's the kind of workforce we really can't afford to lose. So they describe it as a team where everyone is a leader.
What other articles that you were looking at in the issue that you thought would be of particular interest?
Well, I would definitely highlight our plant manager profile, which I put together this time. It's on Chad Jennings, who's the plant manager at CP Chem Pasadena, their plastics complex. And he talks about his experience managing turnarounds abroad, and just that as different as you might think it would be to manage a turnaround somewhere else in the U.S., he said that really what struck him is that everyone just wants to go home safe to their families every night. So there's really a lot of commonalities in his experiences abroad. And he also talks about his site's involvement in the local community. So, and that's a good reminder for us again that it's especially important for companies to be a good neighbor in times like this of crisis.
And Chad Burke's 2020 forecast on page 21 was pretty interesting. Anything to say about it?
Yes. You know, when you're talking about outlooks for 2020 now, a lot is changing still. But Burke really, he does subtly predict an economic downturn here. He describes this as kind of approaching the top of a bell curve, and there is going to be a downturn. So I really think here we kind of have a good outlook where, even though it's pretty positive, we saw that this downturn is coming, and it seems like the pandemic has just sort of hastened that along.
And then ExxonMobil outlined the progress on long-term growth strategy on page 44.
Yeah, so we have a couple of just little filler news on ExxonMobil where we get an update on their expansions and improvements that they're doing along the Gulf Coast. And of course, we'll have to see if those stay on schedule or see delays now due to the current state of the industry. But we also do get the news that their Baton Rouge refinery, shout out to Baton Rouge where I am here, that the Baton Rouge refinery just got its Energy Star certification, which means it's in the top 25% of similar facilities nationwide for efficiency. So that's a great little accomplishment there.
That's from the EPA's performance requirements as they see the top 25%, which is great news for that facility in Baton Rouge, which is, I think, am I correct, Dylan, that it's the largest refinery they have?
I believe so. I would have to double check that, but I believe so. I believe you're right.
Okay. Then I also saw on page 58 about Cameron LNG's Train 2 beginning commercial operations.
Yes. So part of their Hackberry, Louisiana liquefaction export project is these Trains 2 and 3. So Train 2 is now operational, and Train 3 should be later on this year.
Great. I saw the Holly Frontier Maintenance Manager article on Matthew Shores on page 64.
Yeah, so Holly Frontier's short, he talks about cultural challenges in trying to run five independent refineries in the same way, those five refineries that Holly Frontier has. And he also talks about their five-year plan to operate assets as strategically as possible and really, really make sure reliability issues are always taken into account very early.
One of the big concerns that are going on throughout the industry is sustainability initiatives. And you had something on page 95 about PPG collaborating with Dow on a sustainability initiative.
Yeah, so PPG is using a Dow technology to produce these cutting-edge coatings products that really enhance energy efficiency and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So this is a great win-win for both industry and the environment concerning sustainability, for sure.
Then we saw that Chevron awarded Brock for exceptional performance on page 112.
Yeah, so here's another accolade for one of our marketing partners. Brock won the Exceptional Performance Award for its work at Chevron's Pascagoula, Mississippi facility with over 1.7 million injury-free work hours, which is an impressive feat even for a company that we already know is renowned for its safety.
That definitely is very impressive. What other articles really caught your eye in preparing this issue?
Well, I would also like to highlight the profile that I put together on Dow's Peter Halicki, which is early in the magazine, and he talks about really welcoming industry changes like generational turnover and digitalization as opportunities for continuous improvement. But he does stress that to take advantage of these opportunities, you really need the right people. And again, that strong workforce, which is key. And he particularly says we need more young people with a passion for STEM disciplines being drawn to the industry, for sure.
Any articles in the issue that surprised you?
Well, speaking of which, in another feature, we kind of meet one of these young people with a passion for STEM who spoke at a conference recently, Samantha Elliott, who's an environmental engineer for Shell. So she talks about the expectations and priorities that millennials have when it comes to finding the right job. And she talks about some kind of surprising things like the opportunity to be mentored, just meshing well with company culture being sort of as important as competitive compensation. So as a millennial, I could relate to that. And that was just an interesting little insight of sort of changing priorities, shifting priorities. And so that was really interesting.
Oh, great. And I know one of the things that we always pride ourselves on in BIC is our coverage of safety issues. Did you? Any ones that really caught your eye?
Yeah, well, over and above our health, safety, and environmental news section that we always have in the magazine, I also just wanted to highlight a guest column that we always include a guest column from LMOGA, the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, and this issue, they're highlighting how much safety has improved for the industry in the Gulf since Deepwater Horizon, which we don't normally look back on that incident in a positive light for obvious reasons, but but it's really good to hear all of the truly beneficial things that have happened since that really help everyone, again, both industry and the environment.
It definitely has been, even though it was horrible, it did help improve an already very safety-conscious industry. The back cover is Brandenburg, and on page 18 and 19, the articles that cover the demolition, remediation, and recovery. I saw that Phillips 66 are going to be developing a deep water port for export and reception of crude oil from very large crude carriers, VLCC, that may be postponed due to the news about what's going on with oil prices right now. I thought that Earl Hurd's from the publisher Why Reading Matters is definitely timely right now when we are having shelter in places and we are spending too much time binge watching TV, about the value of reading, about the value of reading BIC magazine for one, because it helps to connect industry and the professionals within and serving the industry. It's also a great resource for new project or expansion news and excellent pass along readership. So we do appreciate you reading, Bick, and we do this podcast to help point out some issues that caught our eye, but we don't cover nearly as much information in here. One of the items that I did want to point out is there was a great testimonial on page 8 of the issue. Plant manager Steve Hamilton at ExxonMobil Baton Rouge polyolefins plant. And he said, BIC Magazine is an important tool that highlights the forward-thinking innovation taking place within our industry. It continues to emphasize the important socio-economical responsibility ExxonMobil carries in the communities in which we operate. We appreciate that BIC Magazine also showcases the potential for growth and investment in Louisiana as ExxonMobil's commitment to growing the Gulf continues. We are always appreciative of the two-way dialogue that BIC Magazine helps to facilitate. So anyway, if you haven't gotten your BIC Magazine for April, that it's on the way soon, you probably have already gotten it. We hope this helps you highlight some articles for you and some reading that you can do that will be more beneficial to your career and to your life as we get through this COVID-19 virus that is impacting the industry and impacting us in personal ways too. Dylan, is there anything you would like to add here at the end?
I think that's it, but I'm definitely looking forward to covering more of the current situation next time around for the May podcast. I look forward to it.
Well, thank you, listeners, and we look forward to talking to you in about a month with our May issue, which will give an update on the most current trends within the industry going on.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and updates. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing, edutainment, and advertainment for the business, industrial, and faith-related marketplace, helping industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, TV, videos, promotional events, and speaking opportunities. Our goal is to help you creatively communicate your message, not only to a specific audience, but to the masses. Let BIC Media Solutions tell your story. Call 1-800-460-4242.